Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch and Happy New Year.
Yes.
2024. Woo! We are here. Taylor Watch is still going strong, yes, which is a huge accomplishment.
Yes.
Accomplishment, I think.
I agree.
I can't believe we're still. I think what started, what I thought was going to be just like a fun video that we were going to make and maybe like a quick little discussion, whatever, has turned into something fabulous.
Yeah,
and
full-blown
a full-time job.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been an amazing year. It's been a lot of fun, obviously, keeping track of all of the achievements, all of the comings and goings of Taylor Swift, and we're going to keep it rolling right through 2024.
Yep.
And, but today, to start off the year, we're going to take a look back.
Yeah, we're going to do like a
on
big
what brought us here.
2023 recap. Because we jumped in August, September?
September,
yeah,
early September.
So we were at the tail end of the year.
What was the catalyst for us to jump in? Was it Travis and Taylor? I forget what was the number one thing.
I don't
like, why were we like, we must do an emergency press conference style video? Remember?
Maybe it was she went to the first Chiefs game.
Maybe.
Or something like that, yeah.
Something along those lines. But after that, the rest was history. And I feel like it was the year of Taylor Swift. You know
totally
what I mean? Like, she dominated the news. She dominated every award, every
record,
accolade,
yeah,
record, everything. Like, she just really, really took the year by storm.
Yeah.
And so we're thankful for that because it helps us out. We're thankful for her for, not talking shit about our podcast somehow.
I know. Imagine.
We've gotten lucky with that.
I can't even. I don't even like to think
about.
No,
I would die. Like, I would die.
What her opinion on this would be. Because I hope she knows, like, we literally love you so much. Like,
no, she's the love of our lives.
Yeah.
Like, she's number one. Yeah,
I hope I just don't want her to think that we're creepy is my number
Never.
One.
I also
Because
feel
we only report on what's already out. You know?
Exactly.
Like,
we don't have the only breaking news is from like Pop Crave. Like, we are not breaking the news.
Yeah.
Nobody is breaking the news.
Yeah.
We are delivering the news.
Right.
Which is, is just a separate job entirely. And I think that's clear. I think that we've done a good job of, talking about things that are hold on.
Ooh. Bless you.
Oh my God. Thank you. God bless me. Excuse me. So I think that we do a pretty good job at, discerning between what is appropriate to talk about and what is weird and posting photos or like waiting, what I mean? Like, we're not trying to invade any privacy. We're not trying to be weird, whatever.
Yeah.
I think we've done a pretty good job at towing the line of that.
Running the social, sometimes I'm like,
it's hard.
I'm glad that you do it
because I couldn't.
I always read the replies and see what the vibe is, what the people like. Should we be posting this? Should we not be? But yeah, I it's been so much fun. Like, it's just, I love being able to sit down and chat about my favorite person with one of my favorite people. So
it's excellent. And I feel the same, Gia.
Yeah.
Likewise.
Yeah.
Oh, fun. Oh.
So cute.
I swear so bad. Good girl. Anyway, so it's been a fabulous year.
Yeah.
Like we said, it's been
How
excellent.
Was your break?
Oh, it was so good, Gia.
You
oh
were
my
in
God.
London.
I was in London and Scotland. I went to I went to London for a few days, and I took the train up to Edinburgh, Scotland, which is basically, just Harry Potter. Like, walk right into into Hogsmeade. Like, it's crazy. And for those who don't know, oh my God, I didn't think I was going
to
like it as much as I did, to be honest. I was like, oh yeah, this will be cool. Whatever.
Sheep.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it'll be fun. Like, we'll see. A lot of sheep.
Yeah.
Got myself a beautiful cashmere sweater.
Lovely.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, the food maybe will be whatever, but I'll drink. I'm a drinker, so it's all fine. Turns out it was like one of the most magical places I've ever been.
I believe you.
And I really just had no idea. And for those who don't know or don't have the crossover into the other facets of our lives, as well as you, I don't know if you're as diehard as I am, but I'm a huge Harry Potter fan, like a freak. Level, like, borderline embarrassing. And J.K. Rowling wrote the first Harry Potter in Edinburgh, Scotland.
Oh, okay. Yes. So I was confused enough that was in London or Edinburgh, but I saw your post. Yeah.
Yes. And so, so I went to the coffee shop where she first wrote the book. I cried. It's just stuff like that, like, where it's like, that's insane.
Have you done the Warner Brothers tour?
No. Every time I've gone over there, it's all booked up. They get booked
up
like 6 months in
advance.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I have to like plan a trip specially for it, I think.
Yeah.
So, but whatever. I'll get there eventually. But the seeing all of the places that inspired a lot of the scene setting, the just the places in the books yeah. and the places in the Harry Potter universe and whatever, it just was overwhelming for me. And I just loved it so much.
Yeah.
Like it was so wonderful. The weather was kind of crazy. Like it was freezing cold the whole time. Very cold.
Yeah,
I did a couple whiskey tastings, ooh. Which were very hard to do, Gia. It's like taking a shot every
crunk?
Time.
Yeah,
you get crunk.
Yeah.
And every single tasting is like taking a shot, like a ew. Warm shot of whiskey. And ooh. It's, you know, it was tough. But they were good and it was exciting and I learned a lot.
Mm.
And but on our way to the whiskey tasting, we had to go up through some, not like mountains, but sorta. And I got to see like a snowstorm, winter wonderland.
Beautiful.
So I really got my like winter vibe fix.
Love that.
And it felt great. And London is as perfect as always.
I love London.
Just as
so
great
much.
As I left
yeah.
it. I'm going again in like 6 months again. Oh. I can't stop going. I can't stop.
It's visiting. Such a great city.
It's the best.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking forward to that. And yeah, but it was great. How was yours? How was I saw
mine
you in Florida?
Was lovely. Very relaxing.
Love.
Spent my Christmas in New York City. My parents came up.
That was like a lot of fun.
It was
okay,
so
you guys had like
nice.
like a very different kind of like.
Very different. That was
like
the like first.
Funky
yes,
trip.
Very funky. We went back to New Jersey, obviously saw my family, did all that stuff. But we spent actual Christmas. Just my brother. My sister was in New Hampshire with her fiance. So just me and my brother and then my parents. And we were just chilling. We went to the Edge on Christmas.
I saw that. And
yeah,
it looked like fun. Like it looked like you guys
it was
were,
actually
yeah.
very nice. Lots of family time, which was super nice. Went to great restaurants. And then,
gorgeous.
Yeah, we went to Florida. Had a fabulous, relaxing, probably the top three best New Year's of my life. Like,
oh, I love
just
that.
Just very fun with my family. My brother's friend came, who's a great addition to the squad. And then, of course, Joe and Francesca were there, too. So.
Excellent.
Amazing. I cried.
Isn't it so nice when someone comes along with the squad and they're just like a great addition?
He,
and you're like, oh
yes.
my God, yes.
We
like, this
always
is great.
Say how he is just the best addition. He came with us to Martha's Vineyard for Beach
oh,
Road
fun.
Weekend, which is a big music festival in August.
Yeah.
And he was a great addition then.
Love
and we're
it.
Like, you got to just come on every family
yeah,
vacation.
Yeah, come on all the trips. And
yeah.
it's also good too, like, because I'll spend time with my family. It's always good to have like a buffer person.
Yes, totally.
Like it's just, you know, just so you're not so sick of your own family.
Mm-hmm.
Like you see these people all the time. You saw these people your whole life. When you add someone else in the mix, it makes things a little more
yes.
fun. It makes things feel a little more like, oh, I'm not just hanging out with
yes.
my family. Like it's
he's
it's
a very
a really
go
nice
with the
time.
Flow person, like doesn't like insert himself, you
love
know,
that.
Where he is not needed. And it was just amazing. And yeah, it was great. At midnight, I was crying of happiness.
Of course.
Instead of crying tears of sadness,
we
which
love
I did
that.
Last year.
That's
yeah.
that's I would say that's a big
yeah,
it's a big step
up. Big
step
up. And
I was
have,
also
yeah.
crying of happiness on New Year's.
Yeah.
I saw some crazy fireworks. It was so, oh my God. So we were all at this pub and we were just hanging out. And we weren't really sure like what to do for New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
We were like, oh, we don't know like what's cool, what's not. There were definitely a lot of like those ticketed events at like different you know, clubs, I guess. There were
yeah.
a few clubs in Edinburgh. And those people were like young kids. Like
mm.
it was like, you forget the drinking age is a lot
the
younger
club,
over
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
So it was like 20, you know, 18 to 20 year olds
yeah.
like doing all that bullshit. And so we were all drinking at the pub. And at like 10 to midnight, maybe even less, like maybe like 5 to midnight, everybody just kind of started standing up, abandoning their shit, going into the street.
Oh.
We ran up the street, up the Royal Mile, if you know what that is.
Yeah.
And everybody just ran up top, closest to the castle, and in time for midnight. And we all counted down, 3, 2, 1. Fireworks display like you would never believe. Like,
it was
8 minutes
amazing.
Straight.
Wow.
Of, like, the most insane fireworks I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But it was like that. I was, like, crying with happiness.
I need
like,
to do something like that next year.
It was so much more than I thought it was going to
right.
be.
Right.
Like, I did not expect any
fabulous.
Of that. And it was so amazing. Really magical. Felt like a movie the whole time. You know what I mean? It was
yeah.
one of those. It was just, oh, it was so good. But it was nice, like, just enjoying myself on New Year's.
Yes.
I feel, and I'm sure that you agree with me on this, is that sometimes New Year's brings about a level of pressure that is crippling.
It's
that
too much.
I don't like.
Yeah.
And I feel the same way about most holidays,
yeah.
birthdays.
Especially with, like, social media, too. Like,
always, it's fucked
it's
up.
It's just an added
yeah.
Pressure.
Makes
yeah.
it more, and it's not even that. It's more like it just makes you feel the need to, like, reevaluate your life and yourself and you
yeah
have
you're
to
like
be doing,
damn like
if I'm not doing something crazy on New Year's then like what
yes.
am I even doing I'm not taking advantage of this like it's almost like everybody, whenever New Year's comes about or like holidays or, you know, whatever, it's almost like if you don't do this, like you'll never get the opportunity again. Yeah. It's like, stop living
New
life.
Year's is the most overrated, you know what I mean? Holiday.
So overrated.
By so overrated. A mile.
Yes.
A mile. Because, yeah, you're like, oh, who's my New Year's kiss? Like, I got to go out. I have to party. Like,
right.
New Year's is the time to kind of reflect on yourself.
New Year's is time to be time selfish.
Yeah, totally.
That's what
totally.
It should be. It's a time to be selfish. Time to think about yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't be concerned about anybody else yeah. around you.
Do
have
what
a good
you want to do.
Do what you want to yeah. do. Have a good time. I do, before we get into this, I have to, I want to plug something that I'm doing in the summertime.
Yes.
This is a little separate. This is separate from Taylor Watch, obviously. This is for people who are interested. And I, and also who pay attention outside of Taylor Watch, I am now a traveler. I have the travel bug. I've been traveling nonstop. I've been to so many places in the past like 6 months that I can't believe that that's actually happened. One of those places happened to be Greece, and I went on a retreat there. It was a writing / yoga retreat. That was the one that I went on, and I had an amazing time. And with those same people, or not all the same people, but one of the women who organized it, my friend Zina, she is wanting to host another retreat and asked me to host it alongside with her in the summertime. So from July 3rd to July 9th, we are hosting another retreat in Greece.
Lovely.
So fun. If you're interested in that, either DM me and I can direct you over to Zina, because Zina is the one that is coordinating the whole thing.
Right.
And it'll just be a really good time.
Sounds awesome.
It's a fun, like, soul-searching kind of time. But it's also, like, you know, it's off the beaten path. So it's a very authentic experience. We do, like, a wine tour. We go to all these cool beaches. And then also every day we'll have a little bit of, like, a workshop as to thinking about how you want to get involved in the conversation online. So, like, if you see us talking about Taylor Swift and you're like, I just have no – like, I could do that, but I just don't know how, or I don't know the right channels. I don't know what's interesting and what's not interesting. That's what this will serve as. It's just kind of pushing you in the right direction, encouraging people to, you know, be themselves, to
be creative
yeah. and have a good time. So if you're interested in that – and I'll be there. I'm hosting it. So, you know, Gia, if you want
to
come,
you're
invited.
I was about to
come
say,
through.
Maybe I'll tag along, but that's usually when I go on.
You're
going to
be in Italy,
that's our
I
family
think, right?
vacation.
Yeah, figured as much. Yeah. But it is.
Maybe I'll take a little flight over.
Yeah, just pop over the beginning of the end or something. But yeah, so if you're interested in that, DM me about it, or DM my friend Zina at Zina Wild, WILDE. And that's that. So
fabulous.
I just wanted to get that in there.
Yeah.
That'll
shameless
be,
plug.
Just in case people need to be.
It's
we're planning vacations. You
I
know
mean,
what I mean?
What better way to. I think vacation is solely meant for relaxing.
Totally.
I don't understand. Of course, if you're going to a big party city, you're going to want to go out, have
yes.
fun. But when I go on vacation, I like to relax. That's the time to, like...
I like to relax, and I like to enrich
enjoy,
my life.
Enjoy, yes.
Okay? Like,
yes.
I like to learn some new things about a new place.
Yes.
If I'm going to, like,
enjoy
a place
time
I've not
with
been
myself.
Before.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Do something different. Like, you know, maybe
yes.
step out of your comfort zone a little
yes.
bit in, like, a casual way. It's just super fun. And what better time to plan for vacations than now, when it's, like, the dead of winter.
Totally.
There's nothing to look forward to. You got to put something on your calendar to
I gotta
look forward
go.
To.
I got to go somewhere.
We got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to go somewhere. Whether it doesn't matter where it is also. It can be wherever you want. But like I said, if you're looking to get to Greece, come with me.
Yeah.
Hang out. But all right. Now on to the important
yes.
things. The recap of Taylor Swift's 2023. I don't know. And I know we said this a little bit at the top. But I don't know if anyone on earth has had a bigger year than this woman.
Yeah.
Like ever.
Yeah. I don't
Who
think.
Who in history has had a bigger woman than Taylor Swift in the year of 2023?
Yeah. I don't think. Anyone that I could think of, maybe like the Beatles, like when they were huge.
Exactly. Could be.
Yeah.
But I still feel like even Beatlemania, like it's hard to compare because there wasn't social media.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that Taylor literally couldn't step outside of her house without making
yeah.
headline news once all year, to me, is wild. Starting, of course, in January,
yep.
where she showed up unannounced at the 1975 concert
yep.
in where? I think London, maybe?
London, yeah.
And sang Antihero
yeah.
for the first time
live.
Live,
yeah.
Which was exciting for everybody. She came out in a little
mirror ball dress.
Mini
yeah.
dress.
Yeah, that was so cute.
With a drink in hand.
Yeah.
And put on a little show, and we were all like, ooh, what's this? Okay,
yeah.
she's hanging out with Maddie Healy,
yeah.
la la la, what's going on?
Little did we know. Yeah.
Right, little did we know.
Then, not to jump too ahead, but Do we think there is something that maybe they were flirting during that time Definitely. When she was still with Joe?
One of the songs, I'm trying to think, like, obviously Midnight Songs came out before this happened.
Yeah.
Midnight itself came out before this happened. I think Matty Healy has always been kind of a guy that's been ever present in her life. Like, kind of a fuckboy that doesn't go away.
Well, they like collabed a little bit too, like earlier in the early days, right? Yeah.
Yes, during I think. Yeah, there was a little bit of help. She was always wearing, like, she was wearing a 1975 shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
They were friends. They're definitely friends for a long time. Yeah. They've been friends for years. And I have a feeling, based on how they interact with each other, I have a feeling that they've been friends for years, flirted for years, maybe like hooked up on and off, maybe make out, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then when they tried to actually go for it, it crashed and burned quickly.
Yeah.
I think that that's what happened. And I think that happens with a lot of relationships. Yeah. Like, some relationships aren't meant to be. Some are meant to stay.
There's a reason why. Right. Yeah.
Some are meant to stay. This flirtatious, you know, lustful, you know, foreboding situation. I think that that's what happened with Taylor and Matty Healy.
Agreed.
Because, you know, they just were not, they were not meant for each other. And we'll get into that later on. But that was the first time she's coming out. She's being,
and that was like one of her bigger first, like, I feel like she was very hidden before then.
It was kind of dominoes. Like, that happened right after she was on SNL with All Too Well 10 Minute Version.
Okay.
And like, she was, because, you know, that was all kicking back up. So it was kind of the beginning of this, like, PR machine, you know, and the tickets obviously had already been on sale. The Ticketmaster debacle had just happened like two months prior. This is all, we're talking November, December 2022.
Two, yeah.
And so she's coming off the heels of that. Her tour is about to start. We're seeing her more, and we at this point are like, we're hungry for it.
Yes.
We needed more of her.
Yeah.
And so we see that. We're all excited. February, she goes to the Grammys. She wins the award for Best Music Video for All Too Well, the short film, which, of course, I think I've told this story before on this podcast, or maybe on the line, rest in peace, that when the All Too Well short film came out, I was at a bar, and I left the bar. Like, I went outside the bar, stood outside the bar for 10 minutes to watch this film, and was crying too hard that I had to leave.
Yeah.
I was like, I gotta go home.
I don't remember where I was. I just remember crying really, really hard.
It was so...
Yeah.
And I think that the anticipation for it, too, made it, like, exciting. Yes. Like, it just was so emotional. And we talked about
Sadie Sink was spectacular.
Sadie Sink was so good. Yeah. What's his face?
Dylan O'Brien fabulous.
Was so good. Yeah. Like, just fantastic, fantastic job by them. Exciting that Taylor had directed it. Like, we all just were so excited that, like, she wanted to do something, and she delivered it perfectly, and everybody loved it, and it was just so good.
Mm-hmm.
So, well-deserved.
Well-deserved.
Happy for her. She looked amazing.
Man, I wish that she... It's kind of crazy we didn't get one music video for 1989.
I am surprised by that.
Like, come on, give me a Is It Over Now short film.
Something.
Would be sick.
Would be sick.
Her running in a blue dress.
Anything.
Someone playing her as... Yeah, I don't know. It would be sick.
Completely. It would be so good. I think that there's still more to come, though. Like, I think... Obviously, remember when she went out to dinner with Greta Gerwig recently.
Right.
And she was out with Greta, and I forget who else. Somebody else who made me think, like, oh... There's something going on here. So I'm sure
we still need our folklore Greta Gerwig movie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that
Betty James and Inez.
Completely. So I do think, like, I think that there's something bigger happening. Like, there has to be a reason that she's not doing music videos, because she's too busy
directing, you know?
Timothée Chalamet
plays James. They might be too old because they're supposed to be in high school, but Saoirse Ronan plays Betty.
Yes.
Florence Pugh plays Inez.
Yes. Perfect. Perfect.
Yes.
Say no more. Say no more. It's so good. Okay. So the Grammys are happening. We love that. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Eras Tour starts in March.
Yes.
The world changes forever.
Yes. This is when our lives changed forever.
It really was. And
I tried so hard to avoid spoilers when the show started.
Okay, you were good about that. I was not. I was like night one Arizona watching a live stream on TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, I could not. I needed to see.
I could.
What was going on.
I know. I don't know why. I really wanted to be surprised. But
totally.
It's like
it was
scrolling.
Impossible.
Yeah, it was impossible.
But at the same time, like, even that, though, I remember at the time thinking, like, oh, avoiding spoilers, whatever, like, it'll be so easy to avoid spoilers. Like, of course, like, you just don't have to, just don't go looking for them. Never in a million years did I think that it would take over in the way that it did.
Yeah.
The way that it was appointment viewing three nights a week, every week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
You were watching a live stream. Like, if you were into it, like, I watched at least two every week, I would say. Maybe.
Yeah.
Like, one if I was home. Like, if I was out and I had plans or whatever, but if I was home And it was around that time, especially if it was almost surprise song time, quickly. Yeah. It was up on my iPad. It was up on my phone. Yeah. I was watching it nonstop.
I started watching them, I think, I want to say maybe end of or beginning of April, end of April-ish, like right before it was coming around to New York City because I was so nervous that surprise songs were going to be taken.
Of course. Yeah. And then you were really being diligent about keeping
track of
surprise songs,
yes.
which was great. Aerosaur starts, changed our lives forever. April rolls around, the breakup heard around the world.
It's Jover. Yeah.
I can't believe that happened this year.
It feels like a lifetime ago.
So much has happened in between. Obviously, they break up after 6 years of dating. Yeah. And let's see. Let's read the quote that you put in here. Joe has struggled with Taylor's level of fame and the attention from the public, a source tells People. The differences in their personalities have also become harder to ignore. Mm. After years together, they've grown apart. Yeah. Which I do think that we've all figured out that's the case.
That's it. Yeah.
There wasn't any foul play.
Yeah.
It was just that they grew apart. It's just that maybe that Joe couldn't handle all the fame.
Yeah.
Taylor wanted to be jeweled.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I saw this TikTok about this girl. She's like, Joe Alwyn. Oh, fuck. I forget what she said, but it was like Joe Alwyn started dating Taylor Swift. I can't remember what it said, but basically it was like he started dating her because she was Taylor Swift and she was so famous. And then like, they broke up because she was Taylor Swift and she was so famous.
No,
but I can't remember the wording that she used was perfect. But I wish I liked it or something.
Probably something along the lines of like, this happens all the time. And I think that sometimes people go into a relationship and the things that were what drew them into that relationship can become the things that push them away.
Yeah, totally.
And I think that because they don't exactly know what that means. Like, Joe Alwyn starts dating Taylor Swift, and he's like, holy shit, I'm dating Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
She's amazing. And then she learns more about her. Wow, she's a wonderful person. She's a real person.
Yeah.
She has real, you know, she's a real person. And then people think like, oh, shit, she's a real person. I don't know how I feel about who she is as a person. And in addition to not being sure about how I feel about who she is as a person, we also have this burden of outside opinion and fame and whatever to deal with at the same time. So when you don't realize what you're quite getting into, I've been using this example. I forget what I used it for yesterday, maybe on radio, something that was like concerned with jumping into something and not realizing how deep you're jumping in, that you get into it and you think like, oh, I'm jumping in a pool and I can't swim. But I know that it's only 5 feet deep, so I'll be fine. I'm 6 feet tall. No worries. I'll be able to stand. And then you jump in, and you find out it's actually 10 feet deep, and you still don't know how to swim, and you better learn quick or else you're going to drown.
Right.
And I think that our man Joe Alwyn drowned.
Yeah, big time.
I just think he drowned, and I think that I don't fault him for it. I don't blame him for it. I do think it's sad.
I still think it's sad. Yeah.
Any relationship that's been going on for a long time, any relationship that was full of love that falls out of love is sad.
Is a long
ass
time.
And he was a big part of her life.
Yeah.
He was a pillar of strength for a long time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes the foundation gives out and you have to build the new. And that's what she's done. And we're proud of her.
One of my biggest flexes is that me and Taylor Swift got broken up with, or we went through breakups.
Oh my God, at the same time. That's I literally forgot about that. Literally a week apart. That was crazy. I forgot about that. Oh my God.
So
that's crazy shit.
I know.
That's
and
crazy
I think
shit.
That's, I think I've said this before, but it's brought me closer to her, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Like she's gone through, I have gone through breakups at the same time as her other times, not this one, not as big as this, but she's always there for you when you need her. Like,
totally.
She really is.
Exactly.
Like, depending on what's going on in your life. Like right now for me, Midnights came out, and yes, like if you look at Midnights in a certain way, I do believe it's a breakup album or like a growth and moving on type album.
Yeah.
I relate so much to that after things that I've been through where I'm like, even Bejeweled itself. I'm like, yeah, nobody let me Bejeweled before.
Yeah.
And now I can fucking Bejeweled.
Totally.
Obviously not on the same level as Taylor, but like, it's funny how you can find the things that you need in her songwriting when you need them. And that's always been so great. But
yeah,
sad breakup, crazy April. She also changed the set list is the first change of the set list when she changed the song from Invisible String to The One.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, heard around the world. Did she? Yeah, she did that in, she did that like in the same week, I think.
Yeah. And then was like, oh, I'm going to do it a lot.
Right. And then she never did again.
Yeah. Nope.
Never once changed it again unless she had special guests.
Yeah.
But whatever. fine. And I get it, girl.
I get it.
Because she can't be singing Invisible String. It's a very emotional song about you know, finding your love and whatever. And it's tough. We move on to May. Yes. And this is where things get hairy again.
This is when things get cray cray.
Our girl's on the rebound.
Yeah.
She's looking for someone to appreciate her. She's looking for someone who's not afraid of her fame.
Yeah.
I
think she was just looking for a good,
looking for a good time.
This is exactly, like, you break up with your boyfriend. Who are you going to go to? That guy that you hooked up with a couple times that you know is available.
Exactly.
You know?
Yes. The guy you know is available. Yes. The guy that everybody was worried about. Yeah. The guy that is.
The guy.
The guy. Yeah. You always go back to that guy.
Yep.
If he's around.
And that's what Taylor Swift did with Maddie.
You know who's
Healy.
Perpetually around? Maddie Healy. Yeah, he's always around. So
there's no way they were boyfriend or girlfriend or anything like that. I highly doubt it.
A couple weeks of dating, I'd say. Probably.
Like, they were probably just like hooking up and
hanging out. Nobody's thinking about marriage. Nobody's thinking about long term. No. It was just we're there for a good time, not a long time. And of course, within all of this, they're mouthing messages at each other.
Yeah.
Maddie Healy is, this song is about you. I love you. 2 weeks later, Taylor Swift singing Cardigan and doing the same thing. And it almost ruined Cardigan for the world.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I think we've gotten past that. I can listen to Cardigan now without.
I forgot that happened too. I was like, no, oh my God. They said, I love you.
I love you is crazy. Yeah. I love you is crazy. But you know what though? Sometimes you go crazy. You just say, I love you.
About yeah.
You.
Like, yeah.
Sometimes you get in a whirlwind and you say, I love you after 3 weeks.
Yeah, totally.
And then, you can always take it back.
Yeah, we love bombing.
We love bombing, right. We love bombing. Exactly. Like, it's totally, sometimes it's necessary.
Yeah.
No, is there anybody that's a better, just encapsulates more love bombing than Maddie fucking Healy? Like, he is such
He really seems like, he probably is like, oh, like, I'll give you the world.
100%.
Yeah.
Just everything about him. Like, he's such a, an intense guy. Just like, he'd be so intense. Like crazy. Also in May, Speak Now.
Yes.
Taylor's version was announced.
Yes.
We love that. That was a really, really exciting time.
Very
Nashville,
exciting.
Right?
Nashville. Yeah, that was Nashville. I don't know. Night one or two, probably.
Exciting times for them. All the bridges in Nashville were, they changed the colors of the floodlights that were illuminating them to purple. That was exciting.
Yeah.
It was a really cool time. It was also the first announcement for another re-release since Red. And we were excited.
Yeah, very excited.
And it was going to be released in July. So we all had to wait patiently until July. Also happened in May was that...
I just included that funny bad blood. Yeah, I thought that was like one of the funniest
the bad
moments
blood moment
from
where,
the Eras Tour.
Where bad blood was going on and there was a fan in the audience who security thought was acting up and it wasn't true. And Taylor got on the mic and in the middle of bad blood, it was bad blood. She wasn't doing anything. Yeah. Hey, stop. Yeah, yeah. Like just,
hey, stop.
Which turned into, perpetual meme.
Hey, stop.
People say it at the concerts. Like it's just become something, bigger than it is.
And I was
a
witness.
And you were a witness.
Yes.
Which was crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, also in May. Yeah, we both went to the concert. That was a big deal. We both went to the concert in May.
Yes.
Our first times. It changed my life.
Changed
I don't
my
know
life.
If I've been the same since then. Like I still feel like, oh my God.
No.
Like I can't.
It's very, I wanted to make a TikTok about this, but I kind of, I thought about it too late.
Yeah.
But when I went to the Jonas Brothers concert, I just kept in my head being like, Taylor Swift goes album to album, like, because they, like, don't really go, like,
right.
I was like, oh, well, Taylor Swift, like, doesn't have an intermission, like,
doesn't need a break.
Every time I go to a concert now, I always think, like, oh, well, Taylor Swift did this.
It's hard not to compare. Yeah. It's hard not to compare the Taylor Swift concert, Eras Tour, to any other concert that you've been to.
Yeah.
And I think that is by design. I mean, who else does 43 songs plus? Depends on 43, 45, however many people are there, whatever's going on. I think that it's the biggest concert that's like ever been.
Yeah.
People think that. We're not just exaggerating there. It's massive. And it was a crazy time. It's just one of the best feelings in my life. Like, it felt so good. I get to go again soon, May 10th.
So crazy.
I'll be in Paris. So if you are at the Paris show, I believe it's the second night in Paris, let me know. And I will be there with all of my friends.
So exciting.
Which is going to be a crazy trip, actually, because I'm mixing friend groups.
Oh, nice.
I have high school, college, and New York friends all going. And, like, some of them have friends going. Like, it's a really big mix of crew.
That's
like,
fun.
Mix of people, which will be interesting.
Yeah.
But I'm really pumped up about it, and it's going to be excellent. So we'll see if almost a year exactly. It'll be like just shy 2 weeks of a year from when I saw her the first time. We'll see how
that's awesome.
How it compares a year later. June, Taylor and Maddie split up.
Yeah,
thank God.
Thank God.
Amidst all of the Ice Spice drama.
Sigh.
Deep sigh. Yeah. Deep sigh. Amidst all the Ice Spice drama, which people forget, Ice Spice obviously is friends with Taylor, collaborated with Taylor, all of this stuff. Maddie Healy went on to the Adam Friedland podcast,
I'm not sure.
Is what it was. Either Cumtown or Adam Friedland. And Friedman, I don't know. I don't know. All these people are not my, they're not in my genre podcasts that I listen to. So I just don't know them that well. Sorry to them. Sorry to these men. But he was like talking shit about Ice Spice being, you know, saying some off color shit that we didn't appreciate.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's always saying problematic shit. And then he says like, it's all a character. And it's like, not really though, bitch. Like we see through this. Like, stop, please stop.
Yeah.
If you want to be an asshole, be an asshole. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, it's one or the other. You can't be an asshole. And then if people call you out for being an asshole, be like, oh, I was just joking.
Yeah.
Like, no, stop. Shut the fuck up, dude. Like, yeah, I'm so sick of him.
He likes to be controversial and I don't really understand why.
Just be controversial then. Like, if you want to be controversial, like, controversial. Like, don't like turn back around and be like, oh, I say stuff that puts, you know, I put my foot in my mouth, whatever. It's like, don't even acknowledge it then.
Yeah.
Just be the problematic person that you want to be. Like, whatever. And don't tell me that I don't get it, because I get it.
Yeah.
I get that you're putting on a character.
Yeah, like, don't tell me what I don't
but
get
the,
and
what
I get.
Why are you putting on that character? Yeah. For what? To appeal to the people that will think that it's funny. Like, don't act like you're like the smartest man in the room and that everyone that thinks you're funny is of higher intelligence. No, you're also capturing the people that think you're for real. So shut the fuck up. Can't stand him for that reason. But so all that stuff was happening with Ice Spice where he was like doubling down on talking shit and like he was just being inappropriate. And it was never confirmed that that's why he and Taylor stopped, you know, hanging out, talking, whatever. But the timing, I think, tells us everything.
The timing definitely tells the story.
And then literally
sure.
in that same day, Taylor is bringing out Ice Spice on stage at MetLife Night One where I was there.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And she's gotten the Karma Ice Spice music video. She's got all that going on. So, you know, we're firmly Team Taylor, Team Ice Spice.
Yep. Hoes over bros.
Maddie can kick rocks. Yeah, hoes over bros big time. Yep. July rolls around. Speak Now.
Big month.
Is released.
Yeah.
Huge time, huge moment. It became her 12th album to top the Billboard 200 chart and made her the woman with the most number one albums in Billboard history.
So crazy.
We're going to, later on, I think you put out a good list of all of the records she broke
this year. We can run through
which
them
are insane. We'll run through them quick. But it's an endless amount of records. And I think the, like, Taylor owns Billboard at this point, right?
Yeah, totally.
Like, it's just, it's actually crazy. At the Speak Now release day, it was either that day or the day after, whatever concert it was, Taylor brought out the stars of the I Can See You music video, which, of course, were Taylor Lautner, Joey King, and the third woman I never remember.
Who the hell was it?
The third girl. The girl who's...
Oh, it was like one of the... she was in the OG video.
She was in the OG video.
Yeah, I forget.
And I can never remember her name. And that's fucked up. And we should know.
I'm sorry to that woman.
I'm sorry to that woman. And this is, again, like the 10th time we're forgetting. Let's see. Let's at least get her name.
Yeah.
Let's see. I Can See You, alumni.
I can see you against the wall with me. And I can see you...
I don't know, I'm forgetting the words.
With
wow.
the jacket on the floor, I can see. Speak Now, low music key, video. Worst vault tracks. Not people. Worst, but bad vault tracks. Not
who
bad.
Who are the people? Presley Cash.
Presley Cash.
And I'm sorry to Presley Cash, who I just consistently forget who she is. And that's so fucked up. But you know, Joey King and Taylor Lautner.
She's not famous.
No, she is. She's like I think she's involved in music somehow. Like, and she has her own career, you know, doing what she's doing, and so we're happy for her.
Slide.
But so I just always forget about her, and I'm sorry about that. But what really stole the show when the three of them came out was Taylor Lautner.
Yes,
get a job challenge. Yeah. He ran,
and
run,
he
jumped,
took
flipped
that
on
moment
that stage,
and he went with
he
it
ran
to
with
the
it.
Nth degree.
He
yeah,
ran with it, and good for him.
I think the funniest part about that was
so
Taylor Lautner, the wife.
Funny.
Like, no one, like, he didn't plan to do those flips.
Right, right.
So she's taking the video in the background. You can hear her. She's like, oh.
Like, she's like, oh, my God. Oh. Because it was not planned. And and even he said when they asked about it afterwards, he's like, I did not plan to do that. We walked out, and it just was, it looked like a big runway.
Yeah.
And I just was like, I'm going to do this. He just loves to flip. That Imagine man loves to flip around.
Imagine if he fucking fell on his head or something.
No, I would have died. I would have died.
It would have been terrible.
It was a big risk. Like, you have to be, you have to know that you're going to stick that fucking landing and you're going to crush that.
Yeah,
you're going to think it's cool.
Anyone's going to do it, Taylor Lautner. Yeah. And then he flipped his way through the fucking.
He did.
Through the tabloids. He flipped. He can't flip no more.
Exactly. And I still think, I can't believe that he is not currently working on some sort of like action movie something right now. He is an untapped resource for that.
Yeah.
Like, he could be the next like Tom Cruise, but in like a less serious way. Mm. Like he should be like a, like some
like
sort
a rom-com.
Of spy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something. Right. Like rom-com, spy shit.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Something. Put him in something. He deserves it. All that hard work.
Get this man a role.
He can do his own stunts. Just let him do it. Because he's dying to do it. And we're happy for him. I can see, you know, like, just let him do it. Yeah, I can see your music video was great.
Yeah, great music video.
We loved that. Everything was exciting. This was also the beginning of the time where Taylor Swift, right, shortly after the 4th of July, performed at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City.
Yes.
Where Travis Kelce attended.
Yeah. A certain Kelce brother
attended, equipped with a friendship bracelet with his
friendship
number on it.
And a dream.
Phone number.
Yeah.
I always kept thinking it was, I always thought it was his phone number. Someone said it was his jersey number. And I was like, no. He's putting his phone number.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Didn't get to give it to her. Didn't get to talk to her. Very upset about it. Talked about it on his podcast. Said he was a little butthurt.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Magic started happening at that exact moment. Mm-hmm. Matchmakers were afoot.
Yeah.
Lovebirds were flying around.
Never
Cupid
in a million
was
years
shooting arrows.
Would I have thought that they that would have succumbed into what it is
never.
Now?
Never in a million years. I mean,
know
me. You know my anti shit at the beginning. I was so anti. I could not wrap my head around it. I was not a Travis Kelce fan. I knew that he was probably a nice guy, but I just thought he was obnoxious and whatever. And I was not a fan. I have obviously since changed my tune. We know this. We talk about this all the time. I've eaten my words.
Yes.
I've had plenty of humble pies since then. But I really do think that it's crazy that things just happen like that.
Yeah.
And I also think, too, that Taylor, I want to say that she said in interviews before that no one, like, asks her out. Like, no one just, like, says, like, hey, want to go out?
Yeah, that was, like a big, recall to, like, a past interview when she was, like, no one really makes like grand gestures for me. Like everyone's and that was a huge
gesture.
It was
arguably the biggest gesture you could make.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they get together, people are working behind the scenes to get them together. We hear about it later on, a few weeks later. But
what was
the
name
of that
news outlet that first reported? The Messenger.
The Messenger.
Yeah,
and we were like, who is, what is this fake account?
Yeah. I was like, who the
news
fuck
source?
Is the Messenger?
Like, who are these people?
Yeah.
Like, no one knows who they are.
Yeah, it turns out they were the number one fucking source.
They were the source. They were the ones that Tree Payne deemed reputable, worthy, respectable enough to drop that news.
Yeah.
And now we know to trust them. So that's good shit. But in that time that we were waiting to hear more news about that, waiting to hear the rest of their, the progression of their relationship, Taylor was credited by the Federal Reserve for saving the U.S. economy.
Women!
It only took her, March she started? It took April, May, June, July, 4 months
That's
to
crazy.
Save the economy?
That's crazy.
All in all, day's work, you know?
Just put her as president at this fucking point.
It is something to behold. Like,
yeah.
I think that we make jokes, and we're also desensitized to jokes about, oh my God, she saved the economy. Oh my God, she does. She literally saved the economy.
Like that's,
her and Beyonce.
Yeah.
They literally turned around one of the deepest economic recessions and depressions that we've had since like literally the depression.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. Or since the 90s. There's only a couple that we've had. And if you want to pick out them, you know, that's what they did.
That's
crazy.
It's wild to even like think about that. And
yeah, one person.
Yeah,
obviously not one person, but what the
I see
love
the
for one person.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like obviously millions of people work behind the scenes, but the love for one person brought the economy back.
That's
to
kind of beautiful
to a stable place. It is. It really is. Imagine the pressure. Oh my God.
Ugh.
That's what I think about. You know,
yeah.
It's tough. Then we get into August. Things are winding down. Taylor has a break from her concerts coming up. A very short break, but a small break nonetheless. She performs 6 shows at SoFi Stadium.
Yep.
One of those shows, of course, she recorded or filmed the Eras Tour at. And also at one of these shows, she announced 1989 release date.
Yep.
That was SoFi, right?
Yeah, that was
the
SoFi.
Last night
yep.
of SoFi. Yep.
That was the most excited I have been for a re-release.
It was awesome.
By far.
It was awesome.
Awesome. I loved all the blue dresses. It was
everything.
Just so
we really,
fun. Yeah.
She hit it on the head too. Really hit it on the head that it was going to be announced that night. That, you know, she wears blue for every dress.
Yeah.
The surprise songs. I forget what they were, but they were, you know. 1989. Sorry, I keep yawning.
It's
I don't okay. know why I get in here and I keep and I start
it's,
yawning.
It's the lights.
It's something
it's
about
hot
the lights
in here.
I'm not even hot. It's just like oh. it's something about the. I don't know. I just keep yawning. Like I feel like I could fall asleep.
Yeah.
I was all day long. I was wide awake. Anyway, so it's crazy. Like I was a mile a minute until yeah. I walked in here and I'm yawning. It's crazy. So anyway, 1989 Taylor's version's announced. Mm-hmm. Everybody goes buck wild. Oh, also I forgot to add this in too when I looked it over. The Carly Kloss showing up at long lost
yeah,
bestie,
which kind of resulted in like nothing.
Resulted in nothing. Yeah. Long lost bestie. Maybe they've gotten drinks, you know, something, hung out, talked yeah. on the phone since then. Nice to see that her friends, you know, that they're coming
was
out.
She,
to
was
support.
She there when 1989 was the re-release?
No,
or
I don't think she was there that day, but she was at one of the SoFi shows.
Okay.
Or was she?
I think she low-key was there for the announcement.
For the announcement?
I
can't remember.
I know. It was so long ago.
And there were six shows, so it's hard to remember which is which.
She was in the crowd.
She was in the
around.
Mix. And so many things happened at all those shows. Like, so many celebrities went to those shows, and it was just a big deal. So that's exciting. Then she's got a break. She went over to Mexico for a little bit.
Yep.
Did those shows. All good. Then we hear Travis saying, like, oh, you know, I'm going on my podcast. I'm going to announce or I'm going to say maybe Taylor will come see me rock the stage at Arrowhead Stadium, blah, blah, blah. This is after we hear rumors that they're quietly hanging out, casually hanging out. Taylor thinks he's really hot, which was that was all the proof that we needed that it was all true.
So funny.
Then Taylor Swift, there were rumors that she was going to go to the Chiefs game. There was not a rumor on earth that I believed less than Taylor Swift showing up at a Chiefs game.
Right.
So much so that when that happened, I was out eating lunch and not even looking at my phone. My phone was turned down. I was enjoying a French onion soup and a glass of bubbling rosé brut champagne.
Lovely.
And I turned my phone over quick, about 4:20, 4:30, whatever time it was on a Sunday, to 100 text messages being like, where are you? Where are you? Taylor Swift's at the fucking Chiefs game. I can't believe that she was there. You were asleep.
Yeah.
Dave Portnoy texted me four times in a row. I thought I was going to have a stroke.
Yeah.
And everybody on earth is texting me. I don't even know. It was crazy.
It was crazy.
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 Yeah. And
they couldn't keep their eyes off her.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people speculated that it was their first date or their first time meeting, which was confirmed to not be the case.
Right.
They had been hanging out quietly, which Taylor said
that theory
said
was debunked.
Yeah.
She said that in the Time magazine.
Yep.
Article, top person of the year. I think that I like still to think that that was their first date, though, because it's like, imagine, because even at that time, like when they were leaving the stadium together, they weren't holding hands or anything, remember? So it was kind of like, all right,
a little
like,
awkward,
it was just
like
oh
like,
weird certainly
like,
their
okay,
first public appearance
okay, yeah.
Certainly their first public appearance, but then
and
after
they
that
get into the, they get into the top down
exactly
convertible.
They get into that convertible, they drive away, fucking crazy
shit
kicking our feet, loving life. It was unbelievable. I think that Taylor at that point changed as a person when it came to not caring about the public seeing her do things. Like that was a pivotal point for her, because I feel like she had been kind of living in secret, living in the shadows for a long time with Joe, or you know, for herself, whatever it was.
Yeah,
this was a turning point where she was like, "I'm gonna be on your fucking TVs, and if they're gonna show me, and they're gonna write, you know, news articles about me, they're gonna do all this shit about
like,
me.
That's not my fault.
I'm gonna live my life.
Yeah.
And ever since then, she's been living her life out loud, and I love that for her.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm so happy about it.
Me
she's
too.
They're, you know, they're going to Saturday Night Live. They're going to after parties. They're going out to dinner in the city. She's going out with all of her friends. She's wearing outfits. She's doing whatever the hell she wants to. Like, she is just doing everything that she has always wanted to do as if she's a normal bitch. Mm-hmm. And if we're interested, we're interested. If we're not, we're not. She doesn't care. She just wants to go to dinner with the girls.
Yeah.
Or their boyfriend. Or with whoever the hell she wants to go with. So October rolls around. October becomes somehow an even bigger month. Like, each month just gets bigger
and bigger.
And it's hard to wrap your head around it. And October, of course, the Eras Tour movie opens in theaters. This was massive, like just a massive deal.
Yeah.
Broke every box office record, you know, that you can imagine. $92 million in its opening weekend, $240 million total. Unbelievable. Highest grossing concert film of all time. Also nominated for a Golden Globe.
Oh.
Golden Globes are actually this weekend.
Oh.
So I think, let me double check that.
I did see an article about how, you know, they were like, Travis can't go to the game.
Yes.
People forget Travis has a job.
Travis has a job. Yeah, they're this Sunday. Golden Globes are this Sunday. Like
somebody's
got to
catch the ball.
Someone's got to catch a ball. So he's busy. They're this Sunday at 8 p.m. And she is nominated for, let's see. Hold on. I read this last night. Golden Globes nominations 2024. Here she's in. I know we're both a little sniffly right now. I'm very sniffly. I apologize.
Yeah.
Oh, here
too.
It's a cinematic and box office achievement is what she is what it's nominated for. And the other nominees are Barbie, of course.
Right.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Okay.
Nice try. John Wick Chapter 4. Nice try. Mission Impossible: Dead Reckoning Part 1. A good contender. People freaked out over that. Oppenheimer, big one. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, maybe. Super Mario Brothers movie, which I actually saw over break and loved. Thought
I
it was
really
so
like
fucking
it.
Cute. Oh, I thought it was so cute. Mm. But I'm very nostalgic for that version of Mario.
Okay.
Like, that's what I played growing up. Like, I played Nintendo 64, Super Mario 64. It was very good for that. And then, of course, Taylor Swift The Eras Tour is nominated in that same category. I think the only competition she has is Barbie and Oppenheimer. Because they both set their own kind of records, too. So we'll see. But that's this Sunday, so tune in. Our girl, she'll be there.
Yeah.
She'll be at the Golden Globes, so that's
fabulous.
Very exciting. Can't wait to see what she's going to wear.
Me
it's going
to
be incredible. I also put in October, she started going out of town with her girls.
Yeah.
And this was also when Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas broke up, which I feel like was in itself such a big deal. Like that
totally.
Was like, oh my God, like she's hanging out with her ex's friends, and it's just all like – it was kind of like the reinstitution of her girl gang.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she has always had this girl gang. She's always had these groups. Like, she goes out with her group of friends. She does all this good shit. But it had been a while since we had seen her out and about with the girls. And she's all about the girls. You know what I mean? Despite having this new boyfriend, she's still all about the girls.
Yep.
And we love her for that. She's not losing herself.
Yeah.
He's adding positively to her life.
Totally.
Not taking anything away. Forbes estimating Swift's net worth to be $1.1 billion at this point.
Crazy.
Making her the first billionaire to make the cut solely on music sales and performance, which I think is something that should be noted.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. Because everybody else, like, you know, Rihanna, I think Rihanna's a billionaire, but she's got Fenty Beauty.
Hmm.
And then, you know, all the other, you know, 50 Cent, he's a billionaire, I think, or was at one point, but he had vitamin water. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, they
all
have
these
something.
Celebrities that have become, you know, Kanye West, dare I say his fucking name, he was a billionaire at one point, but he worked with Adidas. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it wasn't all based on their music and concert sales and things like that.
Yep.
And Taylor is the only person that could do that. Oh, and now we have the Saturday Night Live appearance.
And also 1989, Taylor's version is released in October.
That came out in October? Of course it did.
Who the hell is calling me right now?
That was crazy.
347 number?
Who the hell? Back it up.
But yeah, October
27th,
right? Oh, 27th.
October 27th, we get 1989 Taylor's version, which was shocking, which I do believe was the day before the SNL appearance.
Yes, it was around that time.
Around that time, maybe the week before, week after, we got Pete Davidson on the field at you know, at a Jets game or something, dressed as a Taylor Swift fan, being like, no sign of Blondie
yet.
Funny. Hilarious. Loved that.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce participated in that skit, last second surprise. Super fun. Travis and Taylor were both there for the live taping, and then they went to the after party.
Yep.
After that, that also is where we get all the infamous videos of Travis like helping her in and out of the car and like protecting her and like holding his arms around her waist and stuff, and we all died over that.
And like Jason was giving him a hard time for like pushing the
bodyguard, pushing the security out of the way, and he's like, chill, like she's security, she's around me. Like,
so cute,
so fun, great shit. Like that was a wholesome time. They also went to Nobu on the Upper East Side, which was a choice, you know. That's not the best Nobu.
Well, I thought that Catch Steak was weirder.
Oh no, like, Catch Steak is the hotness.
Really?
Original Catch is the one that's like, what? And that one's in like above, right next to Restoration Hardware.
No, yeah, I've been to that
Catch Steak is
times.
The new, and that's the hotness. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're the hotness.
Interesting.
That was because of the Saturday Night Live after party was there.
Right, now it's, okay.
Yeah. So that's all that. They're out and about. They're having a good time. Yep. We love seeing them together. Taylor's wearing a bun. She's, you know, she's looking great. She's changing up her hair a little bit. Her bangs are to the side. You know, all that shit's going on. November rolls around, and she's named the most streamed artist of 2023 by Spotify and Apple Music. Yep. Also the global artist of the year, Spotify.
Yep.
I think, I forget what Apple title Apple gave them, but it wasn't as good as Spotify's.
I think it was literally just like artist of the year.
It was like artist of the year. Spotify was like global artist, which made it sound better, obviously. Then, of course, we have, to wrap up November, we have the concert in Argentina, where Taylor Swift changed the lyrics to Karma. Karma is the guy on the Chiefs. Travis is at the concert, videoed the entire time. Everyone's obsessed with him. She sang to him the entire time. Every song that,
couldn't keep her eyes,
you know, I love
him.
The players and you love the game. They're singing back and forth with each other. She basically like strums like sing, lover in like his face. Endgame. She's singing Endgame, want to be your first string, want to be your A-team. Like just magic.
So
magic.
Cute.
So wonderful. So perfect. Then
and the kiss scene around the world.
Oh my God, the kiss! Yeah. I almost forgot the kiss. Yeah. How could I forget? Oh my God, run, jump, kiss in his arms. We still haven't seen the view of that lady who was right in their faces taking photos.
I know.
Like, I wish I could.
I wonder.
See those photos.
I know. It's sitting on a hot piece of information.
I know. For real. Yeah. So then we finally go into December, which was again somehow equally as busy. Yeah. Maybe the busiest month of all. She's on break right now. No concerts at the moment. Gearing up for her, you know, the new tour in 2024, starting in Tokyo, February 3rd, I believe, or 4th. And so she has been named by Forbes as the fifth most powerful woman in the world.
Crazy.
And the most powerful woman in the entertainment industry. Her Eras tour boosted the economy by more than $5 billion, with a B.
B.
Then, of course, she's named Times Person of the Year with that excellent article that we broke down last week or last episode, I believe. I added in Gypsy Rose because Gypsy Rose
is a hot topic.
She's a hot topic right now. And I added her in because
she's a Swiftie.
She's a major Swiftie. Yeah. And she was supposed to go to the Chiefs game the day after she got out. She got out on like the 28th of December or something. And she was supposed to go to the Chiefs game on New Year's. And unfortunately, had to leave the state.
Just told
or
not
something.
To stay in Missouri.
Couldn't stay in Missouri anymore, so she wasn't able to go. What do we think? And the reason I put her on here is because I want to know. Do we think Taylor ever acknowledges Gypsy Rose?
No.
It's a weird gray area.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
It's too...
That's too much of a backing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Gypsy Rose has had a fucked up life.
Yeah.
And she has been through a lot.
Yeah.
I still think that the circumstances of her fame are controversial in a way.
Yes.
That it's fun for us all to talk about it, joke about it. She's on social media. She's doing all she can.
Yeah.
We don't need celebrity endorsements or pats on the back.
It would just be a lot.
Or anything like that. I think it'd be too much. So sorry to Gypsy Rose. I don't know if you're ever going to meet Taylor Swift unless you pay for a VIP package.
Yeah. She said in jail, she listened to Eyes Open a lot. And now she's listening to Karma a lot.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Listen. Yeah. Look. Okay. She's out for revenge.
Yeah.
She's out for revenge. She's keeping her eyes open and she's out for revenge, really, is what I'm getting from Gypsy Rose. So, okay. We'll just keep one eye open. We'll keep our eyes open.
Keep your eyes open for Gypsy Rose.
We'll keep our eyes open for Gypsy
Rose. You never know what's going to happen.
You never know what the hell's going to go on. So, we finish up this year.
Oh, also, sorry. She went to the.
Her birthday?
Oh, I was just going to say Christmas she spent with.
Oh,
the whole fam at the game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Because I feel like a lot of people were wondering
if she was
going to be
there. Her whole family was there, including her brother, dressed up like Santa.
Yeah,
lost the game,
funny.
Though. Lost the game. Tough. Tough to lose the game on Christmas. I think they lost the most recent one, too. They've been losing.
No, I think they won.
Oh, did they?
I think so.
I didn't see. People were giving me a lot of shit.
Travis seemed really upset. After that
game.
Definitely. Yeah.
I mean, of course, I understand. I also think that there's, you know, again, he's not the only person on the team.
Yeah.
So we can't blame Travis Kelce for the Chiefs' loss.
No.
As much as people want to do that. But that's how it goes. That's how the cookie crumbles. And sometimes you got to take your lumps. And he's been taking them. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Especially from the football fans, from the football community. I feel bad. But, you know, we can direct some of that hate towards Patrick Mahomes. I watched a little bit of that game. And Patrick Mahomes has been fucking up just as much. So.
Yeah.
Let's spread the love, spread the hate a little bit.
Because
it's not all Travis's fault. Certainly not Taylor's fault. So let's change that narrative.
Mm.
Her birthday December 13th.
Yeah. She had a lovely day. We kind of broke that down, I think, because we recorded after her birthday.
We recorded after her birthday. We got into all that. Yeah. So that was pretty recent if you want to hear about all that. You know, she wore that outfit, looked beautiful. Fabulous. We wrap up the year with
New Year's. Yep.
A New Year's kiss that I feel bad for having seen.
I know. That's what I meant when I was like, right, I'm running the socials. Like, is it okay if I post this? But everyone was posting it.
Once things like People Magazine and you know, the major news outlets start posting about it, it makes me feel like, okay, we can post this. Yeah. But I still kind of feel
that woman is never getting invited to another party again.
Never again.
Never.
Never again.
It's like the guy who took the picture of Maddie Healy and her at Cipriani, Cipriani. Never.
Yep. Never again.
His membership revoked. This woman got her invitations revoked.
Completely. Yeah. And it's really tough because I feel bad. No, I mean, I feel bad for the fact that, like, this happens all the time. How do you stop it, though? The only way to stop it is to Taylor Swift's at this party, everyone hand in your cell phones.
I know, which is like, no one wants to do that.
And she's never going to want to do that.
Yeah. I would like to think this woman was taking the video and probably sent it to her friends and, like, her friends recorded it or something. I think it was harmless.
I think so too.
But like,
I also don't ever think that it's malicious when people record these things. I think that people are equally as excited to see it as we are. And I think that, you know, it was an intimate moment. It was a really sweet moment.
And very cute.
God, it was cute. Yeah. Like, it was just so cute. It was so cute. It was so great. And I'm very happy for her. I'm very happy for them.
They looked great.
They look stunning.
She's doing this like hairpin.
I know. I've been looking them up. You know, my girl Taylor Swift Styles always got it on point.
I really want to start doing that.
I forget the name. Me too. It's so cute. And I looked it up. Sometimes, you know, something will come over me and I just buy exactly what it is. You guys know how that happens. But unfortunately, these bobby pins were $400.
Yeah,
I said,
right?
No.
That's what I was looking too.
Jennifer Bear.
There's got to be like
brand.
A dupe on Amazon.
Definitely.
Like, yeah.
Taylor loves this brand, Jennifer Bear. And she, whenever she does, or Bear, B-E-H-R, whenever she Bear. Has like these pinned up, she's now done this thing twice. She did it on Christmas and she did it on New Year's. And they're both from the same people, I believe. And it's a great look. It's so cute. And I love a funky bobby pin. And I'll be honest, I've been wearing funky bobby pins, but I don't wear them very much. Mm. I haven't been wearing them as often as this, and now I need to start.
Yeah, I love a fun, new, fresh hairstyle. Mm-hmm. I've been loving the bow trend that's been going on.
Love it.
So let's start the bobby pin trend.
Let's do the bobby pins. Yeah. Let's do the bows. Yeah. You know, she's got her bangs swooping to the side still. She's doing it. People think it's a new era of hair. What do you think?
I do not like the bang. Like, I love
it's
you,
very,
Taylor, so much.
It's very side bang. Like, I can't make my hair like that. I already have my hair like that for too many years.
Side bang, like, it's too, side like, part. 1960s for me. Like, I don't love it. I like her bangs. I like when she goes no bangs. It's just not my vibe. It's not my taste, which is fine.
Yeah. It's an in-between for me.
She looks beautiful.
She looks amazing.
Her hair is fabulous.
Yes.
Just not my taste.
And I see these things and I'm like, wow, okay, so now I'm going to have to start doing a side bang. Like, I just, you know, I take my trend directions from
Taylor. I can't picture you with
Taylor.
A side bang.
But, Gia, that's the thing is I had that hair. That exact hair
but
that she's
when?
Been wearing.
But when? In, like, 20, like, 14?
All through college. Yeah. All through college. The early years of New York. Yeah. That's the only hair I had. I finally switched up my hair. I'm not kidding. Well, I finally got rid of the bangs. I grew out my bangs maybe 2015.
Okay.
I finally grew out my fucking bangs, and then I still had a side part, and I didn't start doing middle part until like 2020.
Yeah,
I was very late to the middle part.
Oh, you were very late to the middle part.
Super late,
because
I thought it looked stupid, and I couldn't get my head around it, and finally everybody was like, Kelly, you gotta do middle part.
Yeah.
You look like shit. So I finally got used to middle part, and then I went bangs, and now and now I'm here.
You
I'm
rock
bangs.
The bangs more than
Thank
anyone.
You. Thank you. I really do like my bangs, and they're here to stay.
Yeah.
People that the haters of the bangs are gonna have to get
people,
over.
People, I don't get the
stay.
Bang hate.
I don't get the bang hate either. For what? Why?
I think
it's
if you're
hair.
Doing like either a micro bang,
gross,
where it's that's disturbing.
Yeah.
Or you're doing just like the bang, like
the
flat the
blunt
bang.
Ass bangs.
Yeah.
No,
you can't
and
do the
I can
blunt
still
bang.
Flip them around. Like I
yeah,
still,
yeah.
you know, they're wispy, casual.
Yeah, they're cute.
Whatever,
you
they're
can
fun.
Take a clip and clip them. Like it's
fun.
Cute.
And
yeah.
I'll wear. I honestly, I haven't worn them publicly, like you know, on a podcast or anything, clipped back in a
right.
while. So I think people are. Maybe I need to do that as soon Ooh. As people remember that I have a forehead. but I still do it at home all the time. I'll do headbands. I'll do whatever. It's all fine. But I do think, you know, Taylor's current hair, the possible future new hair era, it's given me bad. I have a lot of self-control not to copy it, thinking that it's trendy, because it's not.
No, because
it looks good on her.
Yes.
But that's her. You know what I mean? And that's where we separate.
Yeah.
So would you like to do a rapid fire?
Yes. Let's rapid fire these, because I feel like, we got to acknowledge this year was freaking insane. She broke Elvis Presley's longstanding record for the most weeks spent atop the Billboard 200 album chart by a solo artist.
Insane.
First woman with four albums in Billboard chart top 10 simultaneously.
Yep.
Speak Now TV, Midnight's Lover, and Folklore. Mm-hmm. Swift's re-recording of her album Speak Now debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 chart when it was released in July. This was the singer's 12th album to debut at number one, breaking the record for most number one albums by a female artist, previously held by Barbara Streisand.
Woo!
We love Barb.
We love Babs. We love Babs. We love Babs. And I actually didn't know that. That's new news to me. And very exciting. And I think that it says... by a female artist in history, whatever, Barbara Streisand, nothing to fucking sneeze at. Like, she is,
A legend.
On the pantheon, right? Like, that's fucking crazy. Yeah. And how exciting. And I hope that maybe Babs sent her a bouquet of roses or something.
Spotify said Speak Now, Taylor's version, was the most streamed country album in a single day in its history, as well as the most streamed album in a day of 2023 so far.
I don't think
far.
I knew that Speak Now was
I guess at that time, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Makes sense.
Swift is the only woman to chart a new number one album on the Billboard 200 in five consecutive calendar years, 2019's Lover, 2020's Folklore and Evermore, 2021's Fearless TV and Red TV, 2022's Midnights, and 2023's Speak Now TV.
Fuck yeah.
And then
Billboard, man. Billboard is like, they might as well change it to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, literally. Billboard, Taylor's version.
Yeah, honestly.
First woman with simultaneous 10 top 10 songs from three albums. Three of Swift's songs occupied the Billboard Hot 100's top 10 at once.
Yep.
I Can See You, Cruel Summer, and Karma. And the most attended concert by a female artist in the U.S., 69,000 people.
Holy
that Arizona
shit.
Show was the record-breaking.
It's unfathomable sometimes.
I believe Madonna held that record before Taylor.
That makes sense. Yeah. I actually think I knew that too. Madonna is correct. It's impossible to wrap your head around all of these records. And by the way, these aren't even all, like, these are the
biggest records.
This isn't
even everything.
Records.
Yeah, this was just
day.
What stood out to me the most. Yeah.
Totally.
Like, she broke, like, the vinyl. Like, there was a whole vinyl record
There's
thing.
There's too
yeah.
many to count. There are too many to count. And at this point, like, does she need to buy another house to house all of her awards?
Yeah.
Because how do you win so much, you do so much, it's so exciting, like every milestone, every record that can be broken was broken, and you feel, especially as a fan, you feel so proud to have, like, you feel like you're a part of that.
Totally.
You feel like, oh, I'm a part of this, I'm helping to lift this person up, I'm helping to, we're a community.
Yeah.
It's not, yes, it is about Taylor, but it's also about the community of Swifties and the people
makes
that
makes you very proud
identify.
To be a fan.
Yes.
Yeah, proud to be a Swiftie.
And it's just so exciting.
Yeah.
It's
so
exciting.
Each individual fan the foundation
completely
of where it builds.
And
so,
she knows that. And she knows that. And also, Gia, gotta say, it feels good to be a woman. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Feels good
yes.
that it's a woman.
And,
it feels good that she's on top of the world. It feels good that, like, No man has even come close.
Yeah.
Like,
to
this is,
yeah.
you know?
Like, that, the Times article that we quoted, or that they said about, you know, the why people love Taylor Swift so much and the voice that she gives to women.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I completely agree. I think, especially with the Barbie movie, everything, I feel like Taylor Swift has just been a huge face in women's, like, just...
Feminism.
Like, totally.
She just,
Beyonce
she really
as well.
Is, yeah, Beyonce, yeah. too. It's really been a fantastic year, like, for women's
confidence,
achievements. Women's
yes,
achievements,
totally.
Women's confidence, women, like, feeling the confidence, feeling the drive to do well, to be who you want to be, to say what you want to say, to not be as afraid or sit in the background or be intimidated by, not just by men, but by society, by anything. And I just think that to me is such an exciting message to take out of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just encouraging. Like, I never, and I'm one of those people that, like,
it's inspiring.
I've never felt, it's inspiring.
Yeah.
I've never, there are moments where I recognize, like, oh, something is happening right now because I'm a woman and that's and this is different. Or I'm being spoken to differently because I'm a woman and mm-hmm. that's different. Those things happen your whole life. You know what I mean? And they're subtle. They're small. They don't really move the needle because we're used to it. That's just how it goes. And it's like, and on the same time, like I'll say shit like, oh, I'm just a girl. I can't do anything. You know, it's a joke. It becomes a joke. It's this, that, whatever. But it is nice to see that when it comes down to it and we're being serious, that there is a level of respect that is starting to grow past a point that I don't even think I realized we didn't have. Where I'm like, oh, fuck, you're right. Like, there was a lot of disrespect. And we were just kind of like sitting back and like, oh, whatever. We weren't getting riled up about certain things. We weren't, you know, celebrating other women in the way that we were supposed to be celebrating them. Yeah. And I think that I know that for myself personally, I feel that I am being better, like, as a woman, because I just feel like it's exciting to support a woman, and it's made me support like, oh, of course I support Taylor Swift, and of course I support all my friends, and of course I support the girls, and of course I do whatever. Yeah. It's reminded me, like, oh, no, that we're for the girls.
Yeah, that's
like,
a great, this is, that's, you know, a great, like, great point. Totally.
Sometimes you just need a reminder. Like, you don't need to be with the boys. You can have friends. You can be friends with the boys. You can love the boys. Yeah. It's all fine. But, you know, you can also be for the girls. And it's,
she made
it,
like,
feel
cool
bad for being for the girls.
Stick up for women.
100%. Yeah. And that's
to
that's
be a
really,
woman sticking up for other women.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's kind of what it comes down to. Like, we have strength in numbers, and the numbers are there. Like, don't ever let anyone let you think that there are not enough voices supporting you as a woman, as somebody in whatever industry you're in, whatever facet of the world that you're in. We're always there. We've got your back. You know what I mean?
Totally.
You need to be reminded. Like, you know, just gotta be reminded. I can go on about that for an hour, but it feels great. She has
just
she's done so much. She's changed our lives.
I can't wait for 2024.
Me neither.
It's
gonna be incredible.
It's gonna get better and better.
I think that. So, like we said, the first show's come back in February. I think in the next couple weeks, you know, the news cycle will still be going. We'll still be chit chatting about her. Maybe we'll think of something fun to do the next couple of weeks until the shows start back
up. We were teetering with the idea. Let us guys know what you guys think of this, like voicemails or DMs or whatever, and we can just chat about whatever you guys want to talk about. Whatever opinions you want to give.
Right,
and we
like
can
thoughts,
debate.
maybe moments, you know, whether it has to do with you or a way that Taylor inspired you or like past interviews. Like I love seeing all the clips from like past interviews and past award shows and things like that where Taylor's talking or she said something, and like maybe there's other things you want us to do deep dives on.
Yeah.
And I would love to go back in time and do all that.
Me too.
That sounds like fun too.
Me too.
So if there's anything like that, send us notes, DM Taylor Watch, do whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll set up a little voicemail line. We love a voicemail. I love a voicemail.
We love a voicemail.
We love a voicemail.
Yeah.
So we can do that. Keep your eyes peeled. Follow Taylor Watch on Instagram, TikTok. Subscribe to us on YouTube. I think that we need to.
Yes, please subscribe on YouTube.
Yeah, we should do, because everybody does streaming to
I
get
know.
Their shit up.
Should we do
on,
like
on
a
YouTube.
Live stream or
Let's
something?
Let's do some kind of live stream with something Taylor Swift related.
Okay.
It'll be hard with copyright stuff.
I know.
So we're going to have to figure out what we can do, but we should do something.
I agree.
And I think it would be really fun.
Try to get to like 5K or 10K
something.
Or something.
A small goal.
Yeah, yeah.
But we need to push up our YouTube
subscriptions. Yeah.
And we appreciate everybody who's already subscribed. But we will appreciate everybody even more if you watch and you have it.
Yes,
so please do. And I guess that's it.
I got to pee so bad.
You got to pee, girl. We got to go. I'm talking about nothing at this point. My throat hurts.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week.
Love you guys.